We were one of the first outlets out of the gate in English to report on this. We were accused of misinformation, attacked, smeared in the Washington Post, relying on bogus research from an Israeli intelligence cutout operating in the United States. And now they're back for us because I guess we humiliated their author. And every source in this second smear piece about us, every single source either works with the U.S. government or is funded by it.
Let's go to the humiliation of the author of the first hit piece. It is instructive because it shows your brilliance, your persistence. And I might tell you, I know you're not a lawyer, your terrific cross-examination skills. It also shows some hilarious looks on Aaron's face as this happening. Now, the clip is 8 minutes long. We've edited it down to just a little bit under two. Let's watch it together.
Here we go.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this Elizabeth Dvoskin?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, hi. It's Max Blumenthal from the Gray Zone, and I'm here with my colleague, Aaron Maté.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure. Yeah. You wanted to talk about our factual journalism?
I did. I want to interview for my piece.
Yeah, I got an email from you accusing us of minimizing the atrocities on October 7th. I am confused. It seems like you're planning to attack the investigative journalists who have helped expose a major scandal, us and Ali Abu Nima, which has been confirmed even by Israeli media and by Israeli military officials like Colonel Golan Vak, in which Israel killed Israeli civilians on October 7th. There were friendly fire orders. You're attacking us instead of doing the investigation yourself on this scandal. And I'm really confused about why that is.
So I definitely want to talk through everything. I don't want you to feel attacked. I want to talk you through points in the story. I'm of course aware that there were deaths due to friendly fire.
We didn't contact you. You contacted us. So we want to hear from you. What is your issue with us? How are we minimizing what happened on October 7th? If you believe that, since you wrote it, it should be easy to explain. So let's hear it.
Are you a Zionist?
Excuse me? What is it? I feel like you're interrogating me and my call is starting.
You deserve to be interrogated. It's highly inappropriate that someone who seems to have such deep affection for an apartheid state committing genocide would be assigned to this story and is attacking independent journalists who produced factual journalism on a major scandal instead of holding to account the state and military responsible for that scandal.
Because I'm running late to another call, so I'll send a follow-up email to your email with suggesting some time. Does that work?
Do you still believe that the people of Palestine were just desert Bedouins before Israel?
Okay, Liza Dvoskin of the Washington Post has hung up on us.
Is this typical of mainstream media today?
Well, they never get confronted like that.
No, I don't mean the confrontation. I mean her attitude, her flippancy, and her lack of concern about the her sources.
The complete contempt for independent media, for people who are actually holding power to contempt to account, is absolutely typical and characteristic of the kind of figures who populate corporate media newsrooms like the Washington Post. And Liza Dvoskin, when she was a student at Columbia University, wrote in the Columbia Spectator that Palestinians, when the Zionists arrived and began to colonize Palestine, were nothing but desert Bedouins who had no national identity.